Hello, I'm Daniel Westfall on the channel Pray With Me. Christmas is past. Used wrapping paper recycled, used ribbon trashed, presents stashed away. Turkey has been digested, its bones boiled for broth. And the fruitcake is waiting your opinion. Is it your favorite snack? Or an abomination to be thrown away. After Christmas, it's jigsaw puzzle time, with nuts for cracking and eggnog for sipping, and leftover turkey for dinner. At church, there's a feeling of letdown. We built up to Christmas with 4 Sundays of Advent, followed by midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. Now begins the long haul to spring. T.S. Eliot called April the cruelest month, but for me, January and February are worse. Daylight and warmth don't bless Canadian winters. As I shovel snow and spread sand, winter's cold invades my soul, and darkness clouds my mind. And to top it off, this Sunday we remember the holy innocents, the children King Herod killed when he unsuccessfully tried to assassinate Jesus. Winter and King Herod leave me cold. So, how to survive winter, especially January and February? I like Plan A, an invitation to stay warm, curled up with a blanket, watching TV, reading fantasy novels, hibernating until spring. But Plan B is better for my soul. I can face dark days by getting out to meet friends over coffee, going to church on wind-chilly Sundays, and offering daily prayers to God. Another helpful practice is patience. Patience with myself when I'm not cheerful or productive. Patience with others who experience depression and pain all winter. Patience with creation as it hunkers down and slouches towards spring. Plan B includes winter walks, often short and chilly, but the views are better than YouTube. I see live winter sunsets of rose and orange and blues and purples. I see white snow on green evergreens. And I sympathize with deciduous trees shivering naked in the north wind. Let's pray. Our Father, don't leave us standing naked in these winter winds. Dress us in the warmth of your love. Clothe us with Christ's righteousness. Speak warm words to our hearts. Shine Christ's light on our darkness. Herod's attack didn't kill the child Jesus. His parents found refuge in Egypt. As winter dark and cold attack our souls, give us refuge in you. Teach us to drink the wine you offer, to eat the bread of life, to nourish our souls with friends and music and patient waiting for spring. Amen. I'm Daniel on the channel Pray With Me.